Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Daniel Falodun. He is a fresh out of school engineer who has already done tons of engineering, lots of experience when you look at his resume. Today, he's founder of EcoCycle, which lets you turn waste into value, but he's done a lot, and we were going to dive into some of the things he's thinking about, working on. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of you founded companies and right. You've done a lot of stuff. Help the audience understand who you are and what is it that you do and work on.
All right. So I'm Daniel Falodun and I'm the co-founder of Erase. It's a green AI-powered e-commerce platform for Gen Zs, made by Gen Zs. And I'm a full stack web developer, web 2 and web 3, game developer, app developer, 2D, 3D animator, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also the founder of EcoCycle, the founder of EmpowerMet. And basically, that guy that tries as much as possible to provide technology to bridge the gaps between perfection and imperfection. So yeah, let's just stick like that.
Okay. So when you got into, here's something I'm curious about. When you got into founding your company, you got into engineering, and did you just somewhere along the way say, I want to solve X problem and I'm going to use my engineering skills to do that. I'm just going to go to a computer and start cooking something up. How did that start coming together?
Okay. So basically my life has been through problems. I'm from Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, and we see and face problems all the time. It's something we've grown to adapt to. And there is hardly any solution available for us, except we, you know, craft that solution ourselves. And I feel like one of the major building blocks to creating solutions for problems that exist is technology. I don't know how other people see it, but that's what I see technology as a bridge between perfect and imperfection, problems and solutions. So yeah, that is one of the major reasons I decided to go into tech.
That's right, because you could have the wonderful thing about computing technology is that you can do basically anything with it. Anything that's like abstract logic. I guess robotics would fill in the other side of the physical world. But yeah, you can. So give us some examples of some things that you have seen a problem where you or someone else has solved it by with technology. And then even things you think could be solved and maybe people haven't done that yet that you think could like really, it's easy to imagine that being solved.
Okay, great. So let me give you a story. When I was a child, there is like a story that aligns with what we're talking about. There was this time where we had no source of electricity. It was like a major blackout in the entire community. There was no electricity. Everybody couldn't use their phones and devices. Everybody was just lacking in all different areas. And then I wanted to solve this problem. There is no way I can provide a source of electricity for these people except I create something that provides energy and in equal scale as it was before. So I decided to gather waste batteries and all of that. And then I put together a machine that could actually provide a certain amount of energy to at least charge their phones. So I was able to solve that particular problem with waste, with absolutely nothing. But yeah, that's one story. And aside from that, you can talk about EcoCycle, right? But in Lagos, Nigeria, we have a problem of waste management. Waste management is one of the biggest problems in Lagos, Nigeria. I step out of my house, it's in trash. I walk through the streets, it's trash. Everywhere is just filled with trash. So I try as much as possible to think about a way to solve this particular problem. I can't think of anything outside technology. So EcoCycle is like a blockchain-based waste management system that solves insecurity. It solves a whole load of financial systems that make sure that waste is practically organized in the right way it's supposed to be. So yeah, that is how I see technology and how I see it can be used in today's world.
Okay, so I want to get into the blockchain and the waste. Let's first get into the first part that you mentioned, you know, with the waste problem and then turning that into energy. Are you talking about gathering the actual waste and then burning it to generate electricity and then basically basically just an engine, right, where you're generating power like a generator.
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So that's like an introduction to working with machines, using
Yeah.
that into stuff. And then now let's fast forward down to what you just mentioned, ecocycle, blockchain, and then there's physical activity in the real world linked with the blockchain. So is that you're incentivizing
Yeah,
physical
exactly.
activity? Okay, how does that come together? Walk us through that.
Okay, so let's say I am trying to like get my trash out of my house to the place it's supposed to be. So I get on the app and then I request for a pickup. Oh, and then there anybody can sign up as a pickup. Like you can sign up as a pickup. I can sign up as a pickup agent. So I go to your house, and then when I get to your house, if you sorted the waste, like you sorted plastic and glasses in different containers, and I confirmed that, you get a particular point of token on the crypto network. You can actually withdraw that money. It's going to be on the crypto network. You get that token. I pick it up. So when I take it to the place, like any recycling department in the community, I input a verified code from the blockchain also. So everything is encrypted. Everything is on the ledger. So use that same verification block and verification token to verify that, yes, I have delivered this waste to the right channels. And then you get your own token. So there are going to be different types of token. The token the normal user gets are only going to be used to redeem products on the app. You can't get it for cash. But when you're a picker, you can redeem your token to get cash. So it's incentivized. I don't know if you get it. So everybody can make money from waste. You know? Yeah.
Okay. So let me make sure that I understand it, and you can correct me where I'm wrong. So you are, it's a reward system for people. So you've set up an economic reward system where you say, okay, there's this particular problem I'd like to have solved. And then by solving it, people get the reward. So the way it goes from hearing it, and correct me where I'm wrong, is that I, on my app, can initiate is that I'm making a request. I'm
Yeah.
saying, okay, so I'm saying, here's a problem that I would like someone to solve. And I initiate that on the app. And then somebody sees it. And then presumably they're doing lots of these, probably to earn money, earn tokens. And then they respond to your request. They go there and they get the waste and they transport it or they take it to wherever they need to be. And they, in return, receive a token. And then now there's a system. Okay, very good. No, so with the base of this, do you have a giant set of tokens somewhere waiting to be divvied out? Or
Okay.
is the system divvies it out? How does the circulation happen?
So the entire thing is going to be on the blockchain. So I'm not necessarily adding money to the particular app. It's going to be, this is how it's going to work. When we deliver waste from ecocycle to the departments that are going to like recycle this waste, they pay us. But there are lots of those companies that pay for recycled waste or sorted out trash. So they pay us. So it's that fund that is being circulated around the application. So nobody is actually putting money into it. It's like a self-regenerating system on the blockchain, completely secured. Nobody is the third party. Nobody is here eating off of this. So yeah, that's
Okay,
it.
very good. Okay. So you're taking economic systems that are already pre-existing systems.
Yeah.
So there already is a facility that takes in, let's say, the plastic or the glass. Do they take any kind of just any kind of waste, like organic waste? Are they also paying for that, or is it just
So yeah.
recyclable?
Yeah, so there are different companies, and the different companies take different waste, and there are some that take all the waste. They work differently. So this is how I say families that actually sort out their waste to get a particular token. So when you sort out the waste, you make it easier for the person who's going to pick it up from your place to know exactly where it's supposed to go and deliver this particular waste to. So for example, some companies taking glass and plastic only. So you already know that. So you're taking only plastic and glass to that particular place. And then the app gets paid and everything. Once you put in the verification code on the departmental waste recycling organization, when you put in verification code, the token gets activated and gets sent and distributed on the blockchain.
Okay. So when you put out the request, part of the request is seen, or the request is seen by the person who's going to be doing the task, and then it's also seen by the facilities who would be
Yes.
receiving it. Okay, so
Yeah.
now you have a link. Okay, so you have a link in the physical world, and so when that institution would normally pay the individual, they instead put that same amount of value into the blockchain system, and then that's where it
Yes.
gets real value. So
Yeah.
it's not, I'm sorry
It's
for the
not controlled
audience,
by anybody. It's decentralized.
Okay, so then the value it gains over time comes from greater participation of the institutions, really, and the people who are doing the tasks.
Yes.
That's a really good idea. So really then what it is just creating your so EcoCycle has inserted itself as a helpful middleman in the middle of this and is sort of facilitating this stuff happening.
Yeah, it's secured middleman, completely secured. Yeah.
Just devil's advocate, couldn't someone say like, all right, if I'm already going to be picking up waste and taking it to facilities, I don't technically need EcoCycle to do it. Is it just that realistically, EcoCycle, now you've put out the call for it. So now you've created a job to be done
Yeah.
out of something that someone could have done, but maybe wouldn't have done?
Okay, yeah. So there are actually people that actually do this, but I won't say people, I'll say organizations that actually do this. They pick up the waste and then they take it to those particular infrastructures. But not just anyone can do that. Like for me, I can't just pick up a bag of trash and say, oh, I'm gonna go sell this. For example, they give you, even if they are gonna accept it from you, they're gonna give you at least 50% less than what you're supposed to get because you're just an individual. But if you have a partnership with them, you get more amounts of money, like the correct amount of money you're supposed to get. So that is what differentiates it from you going as a person or you going under EcoCycle.
I see what you're saying. So, is it the reason why they're getting less money? Is it because it's just a negotiation thing where someone kind of eyeballs
Exactly.
it
Yeah.
and they're like, yeah, I'll give you $5 for that when you
Yes,
really could
there's
have gotten
none. Yeah.
$8? Okay. So then this middleman kind of function is using like maybe official numbers that you're supposed to be using.
Yeah, in the system, yeah.
Now, the person who initially creates the job on the phone, are they? So let's say I see a bunch of plastic in front of the building where I live and it's piled up. Am I making the assessment? Do I take a picture? And how do I know how much it is and what that's worth? Or do I just not need to know that gets figured out?
No, you don't.
How
You
does
don't.
that link? How does
No, you don't
that?
need to know. So, as a picker, you're gonna be assigned with a weighing machine, the lightest weights, cheapest, that you can carry along with you anywhere and anytime. A weighing machine. You go over to the person's place, and then you confirm if the person has sorted out the waste. So, if I'm the one requesting for the pickup, I will sort out the waste. I will sort out plastic on this place, and glass on this place, and woods on this place. That way, I can get my own tokens because without doing that, I get nothing. So that's the only way I get tokens. So when the person comes over, the person weighs this particular waste. Okay, let's see how heavy this is. 2 kilograms, 5 kilograms, 10 kilograms. And then based off of that, there is a formula we use to calculate the amount of tokens you would get.
How hard is the system to game? So, for example, can I just call up my friend? Can I just take a bunch of trash myself, dump it in some spot, and then call up my friend and say, hey, I've got some money that you can make with this? How do you avoid it getting gamed?
Okay, I don't really get you.
What I'm saying is, can I pull a fast one in the system? Can I just, let's say you and I are friends, and I just have a big bucket of trash and I dump it somewhere. And then I say, hey, Daniel, I'm going to send this request, and then you can get some money, free money, when I just would have dumped this somewhere anywhere. Would that make sense as someone to try to game or scam the system? Or would this idea not be lucrative in the first place?
You can't even game the system. If you're doing that, you're essentially just making us richer at the end of the day. Even if you decide to, you're just making us richer. There is no way you can game the system. The only way you
Okay.
can game the system is when you try to hack the system, but you can't hack the system because the system is on the blockchain. So you can't cheat the system. You can't game the system. It's on the blockchain.
Okay, so it seems like this is a system where everybody wins, right? So
Yeah.
the facilities win because they get more participation.
Yeah.
Folks who are just trying to earn some extra money and they say, hey, I'm gonna pick up waste and throw it in my car or a truck and just drive it over to these facilities and kind of do that a bunch of times a day until I earn some money. And everybody wins, the society wins because things get cleaner.
Yeah.
Now, do you see this being, now you're in Lagos, Nigeria. Do you see this expanding out, getting replicated other places? What's the plan for that?
Yeah, so we're looking at expanding across African countries first, then we see how it works, and then we can improve our systems and just make sure it's more user-friendly, and we give it to the, give the taste of what the people actually really want, because we can't exactly know that now because we're still in a small and profound place, and then with time we expand across and from like that around the world. Yeah.
Is the plan, are there any more features that you're trying to add to the app that people can look forward to as they participate in this?
Yeah, we're looking to add SMS usage for people that don't have phones that can actually download an app or can access a website. We create SMS evaluation for you. So on your phone, you can just request via SMS once you have in any internet, any form of connection on your phone, even if it's radio connection, whatever, you can request off of SMS and all of that. And we're looking at adding other, let's say, AI features, but we're not exactly strong on the model yet. So you can use your phone to actually record the waste, and then with that you can know how much it's supposed to gain, so the person who is going to pick it up from you doesn't cheat you in some way. But the person can still cheat you because you're going to be getting it on your phone, but in some ways it's possible they cheat you. For example, they don't show you, like maybe you don't check your phone, and then they just tell you a particular thing and they just zoom off with it. So yeah, that is some of the things we are trying to do to make it more efficient.
Yeah, this really sounds great. Now, do you, right now you're doing EcoCycle. You mentioned a bunch of other things that you've built and worked on before, and you seem like the kind of guy who probably just likes to build things all the time and can't stop building things. Would you ever see yourself maybe creating some kind of an innovation company that you solve problems all the time? And maybe you've got engineers who are thinking through things and cranking out solutions. Is that in your future, or right now are you just focused on EcoCycle?
Oh, we already have that. It's called EmpowerMatch. So we create technologies for people who are disabled. So it's like a Play Store, but Play Store for disabled people. So as a developer, you can just be like, oh, I just want to create a software for someone that's blind so they can maybe skydive or something. I don't know. I'm just joking. But yeah, something like that. And then you write the code and then you can upload it on EmpowerMatch. On it's like a Play Store for disabled people. So every disabled people have this on the phone, and they just be like, oh, let me look for an app that's gonna be good for me. Or let me say you have a disabled parent or a sibling, and then you go on the app, and whatever you might ever need is gonna be there for you to download and use off or of the bat. So yeah.
Great. Okay. So the future for you, we definitely want to check in with you in the future and just see all the great stuff that you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Daniel Falloudun of EcoCycle. And what is the other organization?
Erase.
Erase. That's correct. Erase. Tell us where we can find all of this stuff online. What are the websites?
All right, so for Erase, it's erase.com, ERAIIZ.com. EmpowerMatch is empowermatch.com.ng. And for EcoCycle, it's not yet accessible to the public. It's only to a certain amount of people as we're trying to perfect the systems and the blockchain technology. And yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing all this great stuff with us. It's very fascinating, and I'll definitely want to keep an eye on it and see how all this continues to grow more and more over the years. Daniel, thank you so much today for joining
Thank you
us.
very much.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.